I gather that I'm getting a decision from the board to not allow this person to come. Can I get that in a motion?
She just came to you today?
We just got the call. Carol just told me 5 minutes ago.
I'll make a motion.
To deny.
Yeah. Deny.
Aye.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Denied.
Can we make that motion if other than illness or hospitalization or something, that Donna could just tell them they missed the deadline?
That's 7 days since the deadline, so even if somebody in the hospital, I don't know, just, never mind. Dave Oliphant, I'm sorry, Chuck made the motion and Dave Oliphant seconded that, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Robert Sutton.
Yeah, we're in a BOE meeting. I'll have to call you back. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Mr. Sutton, this is Don Ringley with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to let you know that we are recording this and that we are live on the internet. I'm showing that your request assessed value, that you currently, the appraised value set by the assessors is $104,479. Bob Rose is our chairperson, and he'll be leaving the meeting.
This is on 93.4.
This is on 004. This is Point Royal Condos, unit number 4.
Okay, that's unit 93, building 93, unit 4. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You're right up by the small swimming pool then.
Right.
Okay, now.
Look here, I'm doing up
close. Trying to figure here on.
That's the 01.
He did not put down what you paid for that.
I faxed it in on my first letter. When I sent them in, the lady that I talked to requested a copy of the sales agreement, settlement agreement, statement, and I faxed that in.
Okay, 93?
I can tell you what it is, but
okay.
I have done that.
Okay, that was what, $58,000?
Right.
Yeah, I
guess. Okay.
Yeah, back in 02, though, that's irrelevant.
Yeah. Okay, now. This one is about 1,500 square feet. I've been in those, I think.
I don't think it's that big, but I don't have the exact.
It's definitely quite a bit larger than the other one that you're dealing with, right?
Well, yeah, one's a one-bedroom, one's a two-bedroom.
Oh, that one? Well, yep. We'll get to that one. Let's just take this one at a time.
We're showing comparable sales in your proximity there on Avondale for last year of anywhere from a low of 70,000 up to 120,000.
Well, I asked the one that's on the same level in the same building as mine that sold for 70,000.
Right.
And I asked the other one that's up there that sold for 96. Now, I guess, just a second, I've got my glasses just here. Okay. Sorry about that.
We also show one in building 93, unit 5, that sold for $100,000. And,
Wait just a minute.
This is not on your sheet. Right. This is.
Actually, I think it is. Isn't it right there in the middle?
Oh, it may be on your sheet.
93.5. just a little above middle.
Yeah, it sold for 100,000.
And another one in 92, unit 13, that sold last year for 110,000.
Well, yeah, but I think the economy right now is, from a year ago, has really decreased. And in the last month, Point Royal, I think property is going to decrease because my understanding they've done away with the guard shack. They've closed the indoor pool and the hot tub. The golf course is having trouble.
And they closed your pool, too.
Which I think are all factors in what the value is right now.
You're very correct, sir, and that will be affected on the next evaluation of our assessment of property, but we have to deal with how the property was assessed as of January 1st of this year, because that's when these are assessed. And we agree with you that, you know, a lot of things have happened this year, and that will have an effect on the next assessment time. But we have to base it on the facts we have, you know, on sales for the latter for last year.
Okay. Well, looking at some that's on the market right now, there's a couple of two-bedrooms.
Yes, sir, but that's on the market now, not as of January 1st. We're having to go back to what occurred last year up to January 1st.
See, when we can start looking, this is Bob Rose, when we can start looking at the sales of what is happening now, then you're correct. And if they continue the same way, they will definitely be lower.
Okay.
But in the meantime, in other words, the assessed land, 104,000 of yours, is not very far off from the last sales that we can count.
And that 70,000 and 104 is quite a little difference to me. 96 is somewhat different.
70,000. That was 70, like that was last fall.
On unit one, right next to three down from me. That's in another building, it was 96.
Was that a distressed sale or anything? I know there's...
Do you know if that was a distressed sale? See, that's another thing that by law we can't consider.
I have no idea. I just, realtor copied off the list of those two.
I just...
Of what has sold. And someone like in 2007, I said, that's not comparable because that's when the market was pretty good.
Well, we're looking strictly...
This year, the market was down and considerably down now.
Do you have a certified appraisal or anything like that?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay. Do you have evidence other than what you've submitted already to the board? I mean, in, you know, document form to the board?
I couldn't quite hear you.
Do you have any evidence other than the documents that you've provided already to the board?
No.
And is there anything...
Other than talking with the realtor and everything that works Point Royal...
Is there anything else?
The comments that he's been giving me.
Is there anything in the documents that you've provided that you want to explain that you don't think is self-explanatory?
You see, our problem is this. We're looking right here at the figures of on the avenue, in other words, like building 92, 110,000. These are all sales last fall. In other words, close to the end of the year what we have to use in basing these things. So we're at 110,000, Avondale 100,000. Maybe.
Well, and you don't know, some of them may have been included with furnished, which mine wasn't, and it's not.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this just, you just use yourself when you come down here?
No.
Or is this in the rental program?
No. It's on a long-term lease.
Oh, on a long-term lease? Okay.
Do you have an idea of the value as, not right now, but as of the first of the year, if you wanted to sell it? You gave us this information, but do you have an idea of what you believe it was worth?
Probably around the first of the year, I would have taken about $85,000 to $90,000 for it. And now I don't think you can get that out of it.
Okay.
Now things are in kind of a turmoil out there. That's...
Yes, they are.
Have you been on the email list?
What?
Yeah, have you been on this email list?
To them?
Back and forth between the... Well, never mind.
That has nothing to bring. Let's tell them that
we will get back
to take this under consideration.
And check the board meetings and everything, but that I don't think has a lot to do because the board meetings are run, so it looks good for them.
Mr. Sutton, we'll take all this information into consideration then, and we'll take a vote, and you'll be hearing back from us within a few days by mail.
Now, let's take a look at the other one while we're here, though. This other one is on, is Unit 20?
The one is on Clubhouse Drive, Building 6, Unit 20.
Building 6. Now, that's off to the right. Is that the one that has the laundry in the basement? Or the lower level?
No.
You're right backed up to the tennis courts?
That's up the hill.
Again, sir, you're relying on the documents that you provided, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and is there anything about those documents that you want to explain?
No, I guess because if we can't look at what the current market is, then I guess I don't have anything that, other than I know, I guess what I feel, if they assess it at this value, then they should be willing to buy it at that value.
Well, the assessor doesn't buy any property, so...
I know that, but that's kind of the idea, the way that it should be, that if they assess it at that value, they should be able to buy it at that value.
Sir, it's not the assessor buying the property, it's what the public is buying, and that's what we're basing this on, is what public has bought property for. We have about four other units on Clubhouse Drive that have sold in the last part of last year, all for $57,900,
$58,000,
$62,000, $64,000, and $65,000.
So that's $39,500.
On Clubhouse Drive, we have
Lake
nothing on...
Lake Club, which is, I think, the unit right below it.
I don't know. We're trying to base it on the, you know, the closest proximity to you that we can.
Well,
Clubhouse Drive.
The Lake Club Drive would probably be closer than...
Well, that's building 39. He's talking about building 39 on Lake...
Right. That's the building right below us.
Okay, you're on that one that doesn't actually look on the golf course unless you stick your head out of the...
We are the one that runs down by the side. We're down about the fountain, and we look out towards the fairway. And we can, sitting on the deck, you can see the pond and the...
But you've got to stick your neck out.
And the green.
Okay. I know which one that is.
There's two other units in the same building that sold for in the last year of the assessed year in the amount of $65,000, and another one in the same building at $62,000. In September of last year, there's one sold in your building for $62,000.
I don't see on my list that which... supposed to bring up all the Point Royal condos. It's not on there. Those are not on there.
Well, sir, there was a list provided to this board by the assessor of actual sales in addition to the information that you provided. Do you have a certified appraisal on this property?
No.
Do you have any evidence that you haven't submitted on this property?
No. Other than The current markets are, you know, on there. So.
All right.
But you said that doesn't do any good, so.
So you sell on the one bedroom you bought for $42,000 in 01.
That's irrelevant. I'll tell them that we'll get back to you.
Right.
Okay, we'll go over this and we'll get back to you in the next few days by mail and tell you the results of the board. Thank you very much for visiting with us this morning.
We got the Jerry Starling property that sold for $70,000 on for the same 104,485, which is a neighboring building there. We've not heard from Mr. Starling.
Based on the evidence presented, I'm going to make a motion for denial on both properties.
I'm inclined to go along with you on the first one, that one bedroom, though, at $58,000.
I was out there last week and looked at units.
I own two of them. I did. They were originally sold back in the 80s for around $40,000.
Well, the first one is 106. Why don't you make a motion, Danny, on 106?
I'll make a motion on 106 then, okay. Too.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. That one I think we agree on. The other one, have we got any of the others down there? Can you call up, say?
We've got more sales on the other one showing it higher than that than we did on the first one. The first one I'd have tended to lower a little bit more than I would on this one. On Clubhouse Drive, there's nothing lower than what his is.
I was just out there.
In 07, they shot up there to around $60,000.
Number 13 is an 08 sale. Number 4 is an 08 sale.
Number 2
is an 08 sale. But there's plenty of sales down through there on Clubhouse Drive. If you drop down to number 17, that's an 07 sale. But number 13 is the real deciding factor, is an 08 sale at $65,000.
How come this one that he's got, Lake Club at $39,500?
That was in 09.
Oh, I see. It's 09.
And some of those are distressed sales. I was just out there looking at condos this last week, and they're distressed sales. Figured there'd be some coming up out there.
There's liable to be some more distressed sales after we rule against it.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about, I went out with a realtor and looked at those properties.
There's no doubt that the market is going to drop drastically on stuff out there, but, you know, that's what the market today and on is going to be. And maybe with reassessment in 2010, if the state does it, that'll show it even sooner than the 11, but...
I still have my motion for denial on this one also. I didn't get a second on it, so.
I thought we went ahead and just changed it to the 106. I didn't hear you make it again on this one.
Okay, but I'll make it on this one also. Okay.
Then I'll have to second based on the information we have.
You can make this. I know we're not really supposed to consider the...
Did you have something, Chuck?
I was going to suggest we might be wanting to want Jim to come back on. I don't know.
I have owned and sold, bought and sold those, and those are those little one bedrooms. Now, you've been in them too, right?
Yeah, I was out there.
Basically, they're all the same.
These were unfurnished that I looked at. I was just looking at them for an investment. And they were, when they give these, some of these prices, those are the distress prices. I'm looking at bank foreclosures.
There's a motion to deny the one on Troon. Building 6, Unit 20. Do you second that one, too?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
A long time ago.
I'm sorry. I didn't. My ear was deaf on that side. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, aye. 4-0. Deny both of them. White River Valley Community Church, that's... We have a speaker here.
Yes, we do. I'm used.
See, that's number what now?
Oh, that's
9 and 10?
70109 and 70110.
Okay. Is this on East 76 or what?
Yes, it's on East 76. I'm speaking for... our director, one of our directors, who couldn't be here today, and we're basically saying that White River Valley Community Church is a tax-exempt organization.
Are you saying, I see on here it says charitable organization, not for profit. Do you mean that, or do you mean that it's used exclusively for worship purposes and is a religious exemption?
That's what I mean.
Is that the church, the big one in the middle? And we're talking about that with the small house on the right, you say, is used only for storage now?
Yes, and they use that that part of the property for parking the buses and overflow parking.
No one's occupying that house?
No.
Storage.
Is it currently used for anything other than church purposes?
No.
So... what kind of church activities do you have there? You have church on Sunday. What other days do you have church or prayer or Sunday school, that sort of thing?
We just had extreme day camp that lasted 3 days. And we have a slide built on it.
Is this the river?
Yes.
Okay.
I have no objection to the exemption. It just came late toward me and didn't have time to. And I'd rather the board do any exemptions and everything they said is.
Is the second one the parking lot down here? There were two.
It's the river. It's used for church purposes. A motion would take care of that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I didn't know White River Valley Community Church. I didn't know that's what it was called. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I didn't either, and I make a motion for acceptance of the
exemption
for
both parcels.
Second.
For both parcels?
Yeah.
Second over here. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Four to nothing.
So, question though, it's showing it all one property, but evidently these two are those two small properties over there.
Yeah, that's okay. What I thought.
And the reason it hadn't been exempted in the past is at one time they had rented this building out when the first exemption was requested and we couldn't do it on a previous board. But now that has all changed. Actually, it should have been changed a couple years ago.
Okay, well, it's done. And may we move on to Jerry Fridley?
Yeah.
Okay. Fridley. Mr. Fridley is not here.
701-22-24.
Is that supposed to be a phone or?
Check the
He says, I will appear before the board.
Heard this name.
All three of them say the same thing, don't they? I'll appear before the board. You want me to check the hallway?
Thank you,
Mr. Fridley?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'll be honest, I didn't bring myself on here today. I was closing this because they're going to be moving a lot of stuff.
Paging Mr. Paulson.
Oh. Are these
Wow. That lot did go up in value, didn't it?
Is this a house?
I'm very surprised Mr. Fridley came. I remember this case now.
Surprised he didn't come, or?
Surprised he did come. This is the house that last fall we had to adjust because it wasn't complete. In January 1, 2008, a huge $700,000 house up in Branson Hills. They rolled it back. We reached a stipulated agreement with Mr. Tishner of one percentage being complete.
I remember that.
No questions asked that it was complete this year, and the value was fine.
Well, should we even be discussing it if he's not here and making the appeal? I mean, are we going to hear it now, or what are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm just making the board aware that they heard this last fall.
Well, that went through the State Tax Commission. I remember that.
Yeah, the ruling was all handed down.
I think we need to try to call and reschedule and take no action at this time. And if he does not appear or want to reschedule, then it stay the same.
I drove right by this one Saturday.
Okay.
Here's the house.
We don't really have any space unless you start meeting another day.
Could I address the chairman? Cindy says that we can't reschedule, but we're already too full for the full days. If we want to hear this case, we will just take the evidence that we have. If he doesn't have any that he's presented, she said we can't reschedule. I'm just finished out hearing her right here.
Now, is what we have here, are we done as of Thursday?
Thursday of next week.
So we're already scheduled for...
There's the house listed for $1.2 million.
We're entering hundreds of appointments today, but we already have the time set aside for them.
That'll be the 31st of July, next Thursday, correct?
It's a Friday, actually.
Friday, okay.
So if you wanted to schedule it on a Friday, we could certainly do that.
Can he pick that up when he appraises?
So
would you like me to just dial him now and see if we can get a hold of him?
Okay.
See if we can take it by phone. At least
593-9091. I remember that. It's a very distinctive house. I just drove by it Saturday when I went in and took a look at that property.
Yeah. Maybe the reason he's not here, too.
Good morning, this is Jerry.
Jerry Freely, this is Donna Neely with the Cheney County Board of Equalization.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. We were expecting you to come in today. Do you want to take this appointment by phone?
I did not get a call, but I had an appointment, Donna.
Okay. I apologize.
Because I would have sure been there, yes. Can I have another date to appear in person?
We are actually out of time slots. Would you be willing to take this call now?
I think I would like my wife to be present during the call, so can we call you back when she gets back in the office?
What time do you anticipate that?
I would say probably within the next 30 minutes.
Could he be here at 3:30 today?
Could you be here by 3:30 today?
Let me check with her when she gets in. I know we've got a 4:30. What number can I contact you back at?
546-7200.
Okay. When she gets in, we'll give you a call back.
Thank you.
You want to just show it past Mr. Chairman for a little while until we hear it?
All right. Let's just set it aside.
All right. What's the next one? Ms. Costa?
Costa.
That's 125.
125.
Okay, she's got multiple form numbers on here. Cindy, is it this one here?
It's like 508-636-7190.
No, not that one. It would be...
The cell?
I don't know.
Because I asked for just a 2 or 2 minute recess.
Is Susie still representing?
2 minute recess?
Well, they get my number and everything. I fell out there when I went up there on that day. I'm just sick on a dang horse.
Okay. Take a 2 minute recess.
Yeah, I could get some pain medicine or something. I went this way. I fell there.
You fell?
In that water hole.